discussions. Where do you think the cuts should come from? We've gotten nothing until point right now.
No, I can tell you, Commissioner, I can tell you as part of the mayor's proposed budget process over the last couple of months, we've asked numerous times directly from the Bureau, which is the prerogative of the mayor and the mayor's proposed, to give me cuts in the areas that you see under the FPD suggestions. And the word came back differently than what you see today. My point is, you and your Bureau have contributed to having to do this today, and sometimes that happens, and that's what happened today. I also think it's important to note, in terms of the fountain issue, that your Bureau began to charge water, $350,000 in sewer fees on the Benson Bubblers, or something approximate to that amount. So this is, I'm trying to strike some balance here and some fairness here. I don't think it passes the straight face test to say that these items down here, which are part of tens of millions of dollars in line items, that they can't be trimmed further. We have all had to trim on these kinds of line items. These are the kinds of line items like travel and postage and education and outside contracts that we go to preserve the in-house expertise of the city. Let's vote. You've made a persuasive case. I've made my case. Let's figure out where the council is on this, and we'll move forward.
Mayor, I had one question, if I could.
Yeah.
Before we vote. Andrew, on the second chart that you gave us, FPD suggestions.
Right.
So these are the further reductions that you're recommending based on a review on the bottom box. Based on your review of the prior budget submissions, these are the additional cuts that you're recommending?
Yeah, these are places we would recommend BES look to make those reductions.
And say where they would look or where the council is saying they would come out?
Well, the way we generally budget these, we would recommend that BES make reductions in these line items. And again, Bureau's budget at the larger categories. So we would recommend that that's where they go for those reductions. And just to be clear, when in the proposed, BES did, in fact, make the $3.1 million of reductions to get to the 5.5% rate increase as part of the proposed budget. So staff did that, but they did it again as a sort of a lump sum reduction. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Lisa, in terms of the total budget.
The 2.7, yeah, the not 3.1.
Sorry, 2.7. Right, 2.7 million. So,
and at various times, the discussion was around defunding the positions in the Office of Healthy Working Rivers and ESA listings and a bunch of stuff that you and I both know constitute the BES version of Washington Monuments. So, respectfully, Commissioner, it hasn't been my experience through putting together my budget with you and your office and the Bureau. It hasn't necessarily been the experience the way you characterize it.
Well, I would just come back to say, at the early on of this budget process, we submitted to you, Mayor, and copied the rest of council, a memo of $220,000 of ongoing cuts that we didn't feel are mission critical. Those were not included in your budget, and that's fine.
I asked them, I rejected many of those cuts because they fell under the category of what I felt were Washington Monuments.
But nevertheless, I think in the proposed 6% rate increase, there's no Washington Monuments in those $1.4 million in cuts.
Fair enough. So let's
I think I guess there needs to be a motion, and I'm going to move approval of the 6%. I'm going to move approval of the ordinance.
I don't recognize your motion. I'm just going to ask Commissioner Fish. He wants to say something, and there's a comment from Commissioner Fritz, and then I'm going to poll council to see whether they're at on the 5.5 or 6, and then we will make a motion from there.
So Andrew, there when Bob Salinger testified earlier, and he maybe someone else testified to this point, he had a concern about recommendations from the budget committee and then changes that were made. And I certainly understand the concern he might make as to key priorities of a Bureau. So if in balancing things, they've decided they want to fund something, greater green at the expense of something else, I understand that. Your suggestions here, what was the intent what was the filter you used to come up with these suggestions?
So in terms of travel, education, dues, and printing and postage, that's a place that bureaus often go to when they need to make reductions. They're not easy reductions to make, but they're often easier than other places in a bureau. In terms of the three M&S line items, which is the larger share of sort of those additional reductions, we went through the BES's current year materials and services spending and specifically looked at their PTE contract and miscellaneous services line items and tried to identify areas that were larger in terms of total dollar amounts. Now, that does obviously come with the caveat that just because there's more in a particular category doesn't necessarily mean it's easier to cut, but it's usually when any bureau goes through a budget process, that's the place they look. They go to their largest dollar items and they start saying, okay, what if we shaved off some dollars from these contracts? What if we push this contract back for a year? So, and again, we were doing that, you know, as the mayor noted, I mean, we have been talking to BES about this. BES, you know, didn't put forward some initial cuts, some of which were not recommended for moving forward. We asked them for assistance on these alternative cuts, and we did not get a response. So we were left, as you know, as happened before, you know, as sort of looking through our own to try and find some areas. It's not an ideal situation, but I'm comfortable with these recommendations. As I put it again, I think these are the areas where BES should look. The other option here is to accompany next week's budget with a budget approval with a budget note requiring BES to more explicitly lay out within these line items, you know, where they're going to be making the specific reductions. And again, there's an issue here of how we budget because council approves higher level line items, and it's sort of that question of how deeply we want to go.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. This Bureau submitted cuts is different from these cuts that Commissioner Saltzman submitted to get to 6%. And I'm similar to the Oregonian praising the mayor in an editorial, Bob Salinger coming in and saying that it was a really good process and that he felt that the Budget Advisory Committee had all of the information that it needed is really significant to me. So I'm wondering why we've got cut funding for Portland Harbor position, we've got reduced odor control facilities, which might not meet community commitment for odor control, defer grants for eco-roofs, which it seems like that's often a really good way to leverage money, and the cutting the funding for the Office of Healthy Working Rivers proposal, which was definitely not in the Commissioner Saltzman's 6% proposal.
Yes. I think,
how do we get to
so
this?
One thing I just want to yes, note.
No, it wasn't.
One thing I just want to note is on the Commissioner Fritz in the top
earlier.
The top section there with a subtotal of $1.4 million, that's the subtotal of the Tier 1 cuts to get to 6%. Those are, in fact, the cuts with one exception. There was one cut that BES put forward on an ESA program that we swapped out with a wastewater treatment staffing position. Otherwise, though, that $1.4 million is identical to what's proposed what Commissioner Saltzman's proposing. The cuts below the line.
The Portland Harbor one was not in the ordinance we're considering at 6%.
And which line was the Portland? Oh, it's up the Water Resource Program Manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is in the 6% reduction. What's below the line?
That was proposed by the Bureau, proposed by the Commissioner. There were deeper cuts that were proposed in other iterations during the Mayor's proposed budget process.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. And then below the line?
What's below that Tier 1 cuts, those are additional cuts that the Bureau put forward that, again, in our analysis and recommendation, we felt comfortable recommending taking those additional cuts as well to drop below the 6%. And, you know, again, we did have more time on those to dig in on more detail. So if you had specific questions, for instance, I know on the Office of Healthy Working Rivers, mm-hmm. I think the issue there is that there's other administrative support within BES that can help support that. And is that position vacant mm-hmm. right now?
Yeah, what about the odor control facilities?
Again, I think that was just an efficiency, trying mm-hmm. to see if we could operate more conservatively in the winter months. Mm-hmm.
I will be the first to tell you the examples of the Bureau offering up odor control cuts, given the hundreds of millions of dollars in the budget, you know, strikes me as Washington monuments. But again, there will be an opportunity to continue to polish this. I think that this is the best that we can come up with. People either can go with, I'd like to have Carla go through the standard voting order. And just poll council informally on where they're at on the 5.5 or the 6, then we'll go to a motion and take a vote for this is the BES. We have to decide whether 5.5 or 6. This is illustrative of the cuts we would want to see come back in council next week, but we reserve the right as council to improve upon them.
And just as a clarification, I realize you want to get to the vote. Does the alternative B that OMF suggested,
correct,
does that get us more to like to 5.75 for BES?
No, so that would be, again, it would be a 5.5% rate increase for BES and 12.9% for water.
But then only making them take half of water's pass along.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And just as a reminder, it's the rate ordinance which is up for approval today, and then these specific cuts would be up for approval next week in the approved budget. Procedurally, Mayor, I just want to note your motion earlier this morning asked BES to come back with a rate ordinance of 5.5%, and I don't know if they're here.
We don't have that
ordinance. So they
let's at least poll the council on whether they're leaning 5.5 or 6, and can somebody call BES to see if they've been responsive to the council's earlier motion today. This is a technical requirement in order for this to be the first reading that it isn't, BS doesn't actually submit one rate. They have a whole bunch of rates that lead up to this up, sort of rolled up number of 5.5. But let's go ahead and poll the council, and would someone please call BES? Perhaps you could.
Well, I mean, with all due respect, Mayor, you instructed OMF to come up with these cuts. You didn't ask BES to be part of that discussion, so.
Actually,
I asked them not to be here because I didn't feel.
Asked them not to be here. Okay,
but because I feel that
the
they were
council
not
motion
to be part of this
was
discussion.
To come back on the rates.
Yeah, so we have a rate ordinance in front of us that does a 6%
the specific council motion this morning was to come back on a 5.5% scenario for rates. Did you do that? Did BS do that?
No, I think FPD has done that.
No, this is on where the cuts might come from. The motion this morning was very clear. It was simply about rates. And then the division of tasks, the division of labor was that they would come up with potential cuts from going from 6 to 5.5. So if you could call your bureau, that would be great. Let's do a poll of council.
Fish.
So we're having, this is a modified council discussion, Mayor?
Yeah, this is not a vote. This is just sort of which way do you lean?
So, Mayor, Commissioner Saltzman and his team spent a lot of time with us reviewing this matter and the impacts on parks of various scenarios. And so I came here prepared to support a 6%. The 5.5 is also responsive to overwhelming testimony we've heard today about reducing the impact on ratepayers. So I appreciate this discussion, and I would say that at this point I'm open to the 5.5, although this does appear to be a somewhat irregular way to get there. But I appreciate the discussion, and I would like to hear from my colleagues.
Saltzman?
I support 6%.
Leonard?
5.5.
Britz?
Be more like 5.75 because I did. Again, it depends on what is being purchased. But I do go back to Bob Salinger and the PERB and the BAC saying that 6.5 was their recommendation, so I'm going to go for 6.
Adams.
And I lean to 5.5. So that gets back to Commissioner Fish as the deciding opinion here. So perhaps we can make a... motion. I move that BS as part of council item 5.65 that BS provide us with a rate increase of 5.5 and that Exhibit A be amended to effectuate that change.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Please call the vote.
Fish?
This is an interesting way to end a long day and a day with a lot of comedy. So I feel that there are two compelling principles here. One is the work that we do before we come to council, and that has been collaborative on our budget submissions. And the second is the work that we do here. Commissioner Saltzman and his team have spent a lot of time with my office on this matter. and I felt comfortable coming in today at 6%. And I felt that that was appropriate. I am concerned about some of the discussion here today because I also think that we act as colleagues. We try to act as colleagues in a way that is respectful. And I regret that we're actually at this point because I think we could have gotten here perhaps through other means. The mayor has put down markers about reducing rates and taking other steps, which I support in concept. On the other hand, this is a the 6% figure was discussed at great length, and a case was made that I was comfortable coming in today, and I do not feel comfortable at this point, even though I have great respect for the comments, the points that the mayor has made, in making a change with this information. And so, respectfully, Mayor Adams, I will vote no.
Saltzman.
No.
Leonard.
So I'm in my mind's eye imagining Vera at home right now with a glass of wine, watching TV and laughing, and saying, that's why I took the bureaus every year, Sam. And she did. And I think this is an illustration of her reasons for doing that. Yes.
Fritz.
It's illustrative that, again, we have to vote something yes or no today. Otherwise, we're not in, we won't be in compliance with the timelines that we've been set that have been set up, and that when we have complicated issues like this, I believe we need to have these discussions sooner. And we didn't end up having some of the work sessions after the budget presentations that we might have been able to have fleshed out some of these concerns ahead of time. And next year it would be better if we did, because we should leave time for things to come up that then we have time to consider carefully and to research. The same thing's going to be coming up when we have the Water Bureau rate increases, that I don't have all the information that I need. And that's not from anybody's particular fault. It's just that we, I think, need to be more disciplined in setting timelines that give some leeway before the deadlines, and I'd hope that we will do that next year. So given that I don't have all the information that I would like, I'm going to rely on the PERB and the Budget Advisory Committee and the conversations to this date, where 6% is a half a percent less than was initially proposed, and I think will have some significant impact on services. So I vote no.
Adams.
Well, I just want to, I think that Commissioner Leonard's point is a good punctuation to the end of this sentence. As staff will attest, this was very difficult to get information from Bureau of Environmental Services, and the mayor's proposed was 5.5, and so we went into this process with a 5.5, and I understand that folks can push back on that, but this is a massive budget. There's a lot of good scrutiny happening to the Water Bureau budget. I would argue that given the much larger nature of BS, that level of scrutiny is equally important on BS. Your mayor has had trouble getting the information that he has requested in putting together his budget. But I am convinced that 5.5 is more than well enough for a BES rate increase. Aye. Motion fails. So unless there are additional motion, the 6% is what moves forward. And that gets us to item number 466. Are there any motions related to 466 or additional council discussion, which did come in at the full 1% reduction?
Well, I think that's questionable, but I don't have the information.
Well, not according to our financial staff.
I don't have the information that I need to be able to propose a motion to reduce the rates, because I don't know what the effect of smoothing out the 5.7, 4.9, and 4.3 would be.
Okay. Well, but at the risk of being repetitive, we've offered to you what those cuts would be, and that came through our own process that I did not support. And I'm happy if I don't want to leave the impression that the information isn't there where the programs would be cut, because we've provided that. I'm happy to do it again if it needs to be done. But we have specified exactly where we would take another percent from.
But I appreciate that, and I think that some of those proposals were not all the possibilities that could have been considered. I am going to propose next week that we add the budget notes so that if we do get a variance for any part of the LT2 rule, that portion of the rate increase go into the rate stabilization fund. But my understanding is I don't have to propose that today.
But again, I think what needs to be remembered, and I don't oppose that, but what needs to be remembered is if we get the variance, we will continue to have increased costs. So all of those, the budget note I would support, as long as it's written in a way that reflects there will be increased costs in order to maintain the variance if we get the variance for testing.
What my proposal will say, after which any monetary savings attributed to changings will be placed.
Yeah.
So that would be a net savings rather than
yeah.
a gross.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Not hearing any motions. Then 466 moves to the second reading next week. I believe that's all the business before the City Council today and for the week. So we are adjourned.
Don't we have a budget hearing?
Yeah, that's a separate item. We do have a budget hearing tomorrow night.
You and I will be on deck again at 6:30.
What's that?
You and I are on deck at 6:30 for our equity forum.
I think the budget hearing tomorrow night.
So, I'm doing three.